This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A massive turnout in Hong Kong to vote Sunday in district elections, seen as a barometer of public support for pro-democracy protest. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Vote counting was overseen by officials. The normally low-key race for what's basically community representatives took on new importance amid the protests that have rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory for more than 5 months. Election Commission Chairman Barnabas Funk says 71% of the city's 4.1 million registered voters cast ballots, well exceeding the 47% turnout in the same election 4 years ago. Returns show pro-democracy candidates taking a significant number of seats. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has asked Navy Secretary Richard Spencer to resign, citing his handling of the case of a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes in Iraq. Esper asked for the resignation Sunday, and Spencer submitted it. The request involved the case of a Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL who was accused of war crimes committed during his deployment to Iraq. He was acquitted of more serious charges of murder, but found guilty of posing with the body of a teenaged Islamic State militant. U.S. President Trump intervened in the case and pardoned him and restored his rank and pay. When Mr. Trump learned last week that the Navy planned to bring Gallagher before a review board to determine if he could continue to wear the Trident pin, which signifies membership in the elite commando unit, Mr. Trump intervened again with a tweet. More than three dozen people are reported dead in a series of security-related incidents in Afghanistan, including a fatal attack on a UN vehicle in the capital, Kabul. Several of the dead were civilians. Doctors and residents in Western Farah province said an Afghan government airstrike has killed at least nine civilians and injured several others. And senior provincial authorities claim the ensuing firefight